Hey guys, happy Wednesday. Today we're talking about automating your business model with three content strategy tips that cuts down the time that you're spending on business tasks to about 4 hours a week or less. So you want to know where you need to prioritize your time and productivity to really manage your time effectively so you're actually seeing business growth. But maybe you're feeling so overwhelmed with all of the tasks because you're approaching it in such a way where you're actually creating more work for yourself than you really need to. And it's really easy to get into this cycle of wanting to create extremely valuable content, so much so that all you're doing is creating and pushing out content back to back. That's all you find yourself doing and the only time you find yourself having time for. Or you're completely obsessed with over-optimizing your content, so you spend way too much time over-obsessing about it and actually not trusting your content to just do its job. And the problem with this kind of business structure leads to burnout really fast. Your business model should not be complicated. It should be simple. So I'm going to share three content strategy tips to simplify creating content and organize tasks for a smoother, less stressful business model that takes 4 hours a week or less to maintain. So get that notebook out and pen and let's hang out. What's up, friend? Are you burnt out spending wasted hours creating endless content on social media with little to no growth? Do you feel constantly glued to your phone, networking and nurturing leads, only to get ghosted anyways? Do you Google things like, how do I grow a business without social media? Or how to use keywords in SEO? Do you wish that you had more flexibility and freedom in your schedule? Good news, sis. I'm here to tell you that it is completely possible to grow a successful business online, to make a passive income from home in less time with streamlined automation, to grow your audience organically, and to finally be present and available for your family. I'm Katie, boy mom, wife, coffee lover, and a Christian business and content marketing coach. I struggled for years trying to grow my business online, exchanging family time to create endless amounts of content for social media that never helped me grow my audience or traffic organically. And now I'm going to teach you just how I did it so you too can grow the dream business that God has placed on your heart. Grab your coffee, your favorite sweatshirt, and let's do this. Do you want to reach more people with your content and maximize your SEO and keyword strategy, but don't know which keywords to use or where the sweet spot is to add your keywords inside of your content? You should book a 20-minute unstuck session with me. In this 20-minute call, I will help you strategize the best keywords to use that you would most likely rank for and where to put them inside of your content, and how to optimize your content for the best ranking potential. And you can book that call with me by going to bit.ly/unstuckin20. So go book that call now. Let's create some boss content together. So I'm going to be completely honest here and I'm going to tell on myself. I have a completely big problem with FOMO and shiny object syndrome, but it's not with social media. I love to get distracted when I work on things. You know, my mind starts to wander. I'm sure everybody's mind starts to wander at some point when they're working. Like, oh, maybe I should take a minute to go look up this thing, because we all know that if I don't go look up this thing that I'm thinking about right now, I will forget to do it later, because literally I will. I have to write everything down and notate it when I'm working if I expect to remember it later. Or I wonder what the kids are doing and I actually stop what I'm working on, what I just started working on, to go see what they're doing. When my original plan was to spend maybe 1 hour working on this thing that I plan to finish and wrap up, but because I kept finding reasons to stop and get distracted with, now my workday's over and I'm behind. So now I'm in panic mode, because my content due date is past due and I have to spend the extra time the following day prepping it on top of doing everything else that day, like creating graphics, putting my content piece into WordPress, editing, you know, all the things. And this is the perfect example of a completely unstructured business model. This usually happens because you have entirely way too much piled on your task list daily because you aren't being realistic with your time and productivity level. Literally, this just was my business model. No joke. You probably noticed that I was doing 2 episodes a week, and I was being completely unrealistic with my time management and productivity level. I was getting very overwhelmed and feeling like I was already failing with every single thing because I was just being completely unrealistic with all the time that I had. And I felt like God tell me, you are doing way too much and you are setting way too high of expectations on yourself. And doing 2 episodes a week is not going to make you grow any faster. And I felt like he put on my heart that I needed to trust him to do 1 episode a week. So this is just a very fine example of overcommitting for faster growth and doing it in your own strength and not trusting God's timing. So I really needed to reevaluate my time and what tasks that I needed to prioritize weekly. So I'm not wasting the time that I have working on one small task that's not going to help my business grow, and eliminate the distractions to get the most out of my productivity level. And your productivity level won't look like someone else's. You get so trapped into this cycle of working on something that you don't want to do or you don't really deem as fun. So you drag a more simple, less effortless task out. And when your work time is over, you only worked on that one thing, like the whole day. Kind of like avoiding doing the hard work. Or maybe you're trying subconsciously in a way to avoid success, or that's your way of self-sabotaging. So now you're in a crunch to the point you're just throwing it together and getting it all out there. You can't avoid tasks that take effort, and you can't rush quality content creation. Getting really good at being productive takes time, so you need to be patient and grow with your business. You know, productivity takes discipline, and the more you exercise productivity, the better it will improve over time. So the reasons why you might feel so overwhelmed and stressed with your business right now, your business model, is you're probably very disorganized and you don't know what to prioritize first because you have way too much to do. You don't have a system, and maybe you're just winging it. And maybe you even think that winging it is your best way of being productive. And I know, because I used to think that, and I can tell you, it's not a best way to be productive by just winging it daily or weekly. And the other reason is you're confused. You don't know what tasks are the best use of your time. So imagine having a streamlined and organized business model, and one where it's not stressful or overwhelming, and you know what to expect because you have set up an entire system that tells you what to do and when. Bonus points, and I love bonus points. When your tasks are automatically set to pop up into your workflow the next time that you have to do them, so whether it's daily or weekly. And this kind of system eliminates the stress of being in business mode when your workday is done. So that means that you can actually focus on being present with your family rather than worrying about what it is that you have to do the next day. And just a side note, so Matthew 6:31 says not to worry about tomorrow stuff, only worry about today. So I just wanted to put that in there, that this scripture not only applies to personal life, it also applies to work life too. You aren't stumbling through your day trying to decide what task to prioritize and get done because you have your workflow planned out right in front of you and it's completely automated. This system is possible to create. And the one thing that I want to add before we get into the tips is that you really have to stop letting yourself get distracted. If you have to, turn your phone off or put it in another room. I give it to my kids, or when my husband's home, I give him my phone and tell him I'm busy. I don't want anybody calling me, or I don't want to talk to anybody right now. I have stuff to do. Get up earlier if you have to. If you're finding yourself being interrupted at certain parts of the day and you know it'd be easier if you got up earlier, do it. At least on the days where you have to really put your focus and time into something like creating your content. So I sat down and I wrote all of my recurring weekly tasks and I put them into my task management system. They're set to automatically post to my weekly task board, so I don't have to keep going through copying and pasting to the next week or even writing them in my planner. Some task management systems you actually have to copy and paste, and that to me takes extra time. And if I don't have to do that, I don't want to do it. That's also very time consuming when you have to take time to copy and paste last week's to next week's and so on. So anywhere that you can find and automate something, do it. It's such a time saver to automate wherever you can. So it used to take me all day to create graphics for my content, literally. And if there's one thing that I do not enjoy doing, I'm going to be honest, it is graphics. But I have been able to cut down on my creation time by creating and reusing graphic templates. For Pinterest specifically, when I started using Pinterest a few years ago, I thought at that time I had to create a new template, literally a new template for every single pin that I posted. And if this is you, it is not true. You obviously want to create brand awareness for your business. So having branded templates and just swapping them in and out saves a lot of time. So my first tip for an organized content strategy is to create and reuse graphic templates. This cuts down on the time that you're spending on creating them. And all you have to do is swap out the titles and the text and they are ready to go. Even if you're doing like presentations or something, you can create 2 to 3 different branded sets and they're ready whenever you need them. And you can do this in Canva and create templates for whatever platform you're using, whether it's for social media, presentations, or anything like that. So for example, for me, I create templates for Pinterest, my Facebook page, my group, and my blog posts. So let's say that you have some Pinterest templates created in Canva, like maybe 8 different ones. What you would do is copy the template and work off of the copied one and so on and so on. And another tip is to batch create graphics on a certain day. This is one of those recurring tasks that go with content creation. So to market your content, you obviously need graphics. So set aside a day to create graphics and get them scheduled to post. That will also save you time by batching them too. So my next tip is to repurpose your content. You do not need to recreate the wheel every single piece of new content that you have. Creating a new piece of content for a post for the new piece of content that you published is extremely redundant, and we're trying to save time and you want your audience to go and read the original piece of content. If you're constantly creating new posts and telling them, hey, go read more here, they most likely won't, because you're creating new content every single time. So to repurpose your content into micro teachings or micro content, you want to take and highlight a piece and turn it into a step-by-step post or infographic. And yes, even have the infographic templates ready to go. Create a micro post on one of the solutions in your content that lead your audience back to the original piece of content with a CTA, or, you know, a link and the CTA, so they can go view the content, the original piece, and summarize the content into a post. So you would add like a trigger question to get your ideal reader's attention, and then a very brief summary of the outcome with the link to the content. My third tip is to pre-plan and schedule. When you plan ahead and schedule posts and content ahead of time, the more automated that you have your business, so you don't feel like you're in a time crunch or whipping things up at the last minute, throwing stuff out there, you have an organized, streamlined system. And hopefully you aren't trying to show up everywhere. So let's say that you are using Pinterest and Facebook as your marketing outlets. Your content is ready so you can schedule it. So a good tip, if you need content for your Facebook group, instead of coming up with extra content, because that can be very overwhelming, is to look at your content. So pull out some triggering questions from it. And you can use one piece of content for your Facebook group and stretch it out over a week. I do this and it saves me so much time rather than creating new. And it's kind of like the theme of the week, if you're referring to a piece of content that you created since it's relating to your content piece. And it's also a really good way to gauge where your audience is needing help or struggling with or relating to your content. So don't be afraid to get savvy at saving time and not over-delivering. That's what your content is for. That's what your freebies and services are for. If you feel like you have to over-deliver, you need to really reevaluate your content for quality. And one piece of content should not take you more than at least 2 hours to create, pending that you're working uninterrupted. If you have to, free up a day that is just strictly dedicated to content creation. Make that dedicated day your focused content creation time. Doing this makes the expectation a little lighter and you won't feel so rushed to get your piece of content planned out. It will make it much easier to get done. And if you do have some extra time after that's done, you can easily pick another task to get started with. So I hope these tips help you eliminate and cut down on creating extra work and help free up some time for your business. So go automate some tasks and I will meet you back here next week. I hope this episode inspires you and blesses you. If you liked this episode, share it with a business bestie or a friend and help grow our community by going into iTunes and joining our sister squad by subscribing to the show and leaving a review. And I would love for you to come hang out with me in my Facebook group. And you can find that at bit.ly/contentmarketingmompreneur. Talk next time.